Improper admission of evidence. This includes evidence obtained illegally, Fourth Amendment violations, coerced confessions, Fifth Amendment violations, or evidence that is unduly prejudicial, Sixth Amendment confrontation clause. Ineffective assistance of counsel, when a defense attorney's performance falls below a reasonable standard and prejudices the defendant, Sixth Amendment. Jury misconduct, issues like juror bias, outside influences, or improper deliberations, Sixth Amendment. Denial of the right to a speedy trial, excessive delays in bringing a case to trial, Sixth Amendment. Imposition of cruel and unusual punishment, sentences that are disproportionate to the crime, Eighth Amendment. The role of appellate courts. When a lower court commits a constitutional error, the defendant can appeal the conviction. The appellate court then applies the Chapman standard to determine if the error was harmless. Factors considered. The appellate court examines the entire record, including the strength of the evidence, the nature of the error, and the potential impact on the jury. Burden of proof. The prosecution carries the heavy burden of demonstrating beyond a reasonable doubt that the error had no effect on the verdict. Challenges in applying the Chapman standard. Applying the Chapman standard can be complex and often involves subjective judgments. Some of the challenges include assessing the impact of the error. Determining the precise influence of an error on the jury's decision-making is difficult. Balancing competing interests. The court must balance the defendant's right to a fair trial with the interests of society and finality of judgments. Varying standards of review. Different jurisdictions may apply slightly different variations of the Chapman standard. Criticisms and limitations of the Chapman harmless error standard. The Chapman harmless error standard, while intended to protect defendants' rights, has faced significant criticism and is subject to several limitations. Criticisms. Subjectivity. The standard requires appellate courts to make subjective determinations about the impact of an error on the jury's verdict. This can lead to incons-